He can still fiddle.
Sam Bush on the fiddle. That was Ira Bernstein on the shoes there. The dancer.
I'll ask Mr. David Holt on the five-string banjo. I'd like to welcome you, welcome to the stage, Miss Pam Tillis.
The very first country music song ever recorded.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
really?
Fiddlin' John Carson recorded this back in 1922. The first commercially released country music recording. He would, Fiddlin' John would play on the streets of Atlanta with a big red wig and donkey teeth in his mouth to attract a crowd.
I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble.
I went up over the land. There we go.
Yeah, I can use this.
Actually, I'll tell you the story while Doc's getting that together. A guy named Polk Brockman down in Atlanta had a furniture store, and he really loved Fiddlin' John Carson, and they weren't recording country music at that time, hadn't recorded any country music, and he called OK Records and asked Ralph Peer to come down and record him, and Ralph heard it and thought it was the worst music he had ever heard, but he was from New Jersey. What did he know? So they sent him 500 copies, and Polk sold them in a heartbeat. And after they sold 20,000 copies, they realized they had something going there.
Thank you.
Ready?
Yeah.
Little Log Cabin in the Lane.